Mace, are you there? Come in via Comrex.
I am here. I'm not able to woo-woo-woo yet. I intend to do it starting
Sounds
on
better.
Monday.
Sounds a lot better.
We'll come back, yes.
You sound much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's. I'm definitely coming around. Last night I only got woke up once by coughing, so I think probably on the mend. I'll be able to go to the Rams game on Sunday and then be back in the studio on Monday. It is such a different experience doing the show in the studio versus
No
at home.
Question.
Yeah, in the studio
Couldn't
it's
agree
freezing.
More.
Yeah.
I'd rather be, is it cold? Did you see a penguin?
I'd rather be in bed with my Comrex next to me, but that's just
my
me.
My hands inside my shirt
yeah,
right
you,
now.
Yeah, you look like you're
it's
a little
ridiculous.
Uncomfortable.
Does Momo have a mic, or is she just going to sort of...
Oh, is her mic not on?
It seems like it's on.
I can hear
you. Oh, there you are. Sorry, I wasn't hearing you for some reason, Momo.
Favorite pies. We just went through today's National Pie Day.
Are you pecan, Mace?
Yeah, I'm a pecan pie guy.
Ramona, are you pecan or pecan when you say that word?
Oh, pecan. No, pecan.
Pecan, me too.
Yeah, pecan. Yeah. Pecan pie. It's my favorite pie, by the way.
It's not my favorite pie.
So
I like a good like a berry pie.
Those are good.
Like a strawberry or a cherry or something like that.
Boysenberry.
Yeah. Those like a good berry pie. It's got to have I have to have ice cream with it.
Of course.
It,
see, I looked at Alec, he was out of his mind when he said no ice
and
cream.
Yeah, like, you heat it up a little bit.
Sure,
it
melts a little bit. Yeah. Terrific.
Oh yeah. So, the
it's terrific.
And then I really really do love banana cream pie.
I don't like
it's
bananas.
Good.
You can have my slice.
Yeah.
Key lime. I'm a key lime guy. Anybody want in on that?
Yeah.
And key lime definitely. Is awesome. Yeah. You know who's got great key lime pie is California Pizza Kitchen has got
really
good key lime pie.
That's
yeah.
Super random.
Award winning. Yeah.
Huh.
I know
barbecue
because
chicken
I've ordered
pizza
it delivered to the house.
Wow.
Just the pie.
You ordered just the pie.
Just the pie. Send me a couple pieces of pie.
Okay. So here, I was just going to say, do you get a slice of pie or do you get a pie?
No, I get a slice of pie. I'm not that out of control.
Well, you could put it in the fridge for a couple days.
I have some semblance of discipline.
You should have them send it to a different California pizza kitchen.
That's a very good idea.
And then go pick it up from there.
Take a page out of Al's book. Yeah,
absolutely.
I like that.
We have a chef here. Trav brought in some turkey chili.
I repurposed some Thanksgiving leftovers and nice. Made a little chili, and it was I was telling these guys about it, and they
That's
said
good.
Bring some in. It was they ate it, so it couldn't have been
pretty good.
Terrible.
Yeah, my
at least.
Mom our leftover thing is my mom does a shepherd's pie with all the mashed potatoes.
I love that.
Oh, that's good. Too.
Yeah, so she takes all the leftover mashed potatoes, does some ground turkey or ground
little
whatever,
peas and all that
corn,
stuff,
corn peas
yeah,
and tons of cheese
and lots of gravy too. I'm assuming yes.
We don't do the gravy; we do it with tomato sauce.
Oh.
So it's a shepherd's pie with a tomato sauce. It's almost like it's a cross between like your pot pie and a lasagna.
Okay.
Think about
those
it
are
like
two
that,
things
yeah.
I like.
So
it's kind of weird, but
are you a real
really
chef?
Good.
Do you cook a lot of stuff?
I mean, what's
is
a
chili
lot of
your signature dish?
No. That's a good question. No. There are other things that I would make. If I was going to give you one thing, that would not be the one thing I would pick. But I can make, I don't know, a couple dozen different things reasonably well. Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
yeah that's
yeah,
a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
For a guy that has dinner dropped off at the doorstep every night, that seems like a lot to me.
Mace, and he enjoys it. That's why that's why he's a good cook.
Yeah, no, that's
fun.
He
actually enjoys the process of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Now, the one dish I've got that's really good is eggplant parmesan. I don't know how you guys feel about eggplant parm, but I can kill an eggplant parmesan.
You know,
I'm
all
over it.
Pizza the other day?
Yeah.
So I went to Daniel's friends. No, Daniel's friend had a birthday party, and they're kosher. So they had some pizza. They had all the pizzas, but none of them had meat. It had there's one with mushrooms. There's one with olives. There's pizza. There's a cheese. It's
sounds
good
to me.
4-year-old birthday party.
Sounds good.
Pizza.
Yeah.
And then the dad says, "Hey, try the one with eggplant on it." And I go, "Really?" And it was so good. It was like kind of fried eggplant on the pizza, and it was like.
It's got to be perfect because if it's over, it's super mushy. And if it's under, it's super bitter.
Yeah.
It has to be right in that sweet spot.
Yeah. It was good.
It's hard
though.
To cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandma used to make a great eggplant parm. My mom does too. That's where I learned how to do it. The other thing I learned how to do from my grandmother before she passed away was to make what she called calamari or calamad. She called it calamad, which is you take the squids and you fry them up and then you stuff them and you put them in tomato sauce. And it's called, she called it calamad. I don't know what it's officially called.
That sounds delicious.
But I know how to do it. I know how to make that thing because I stood there with my grandmother one year while she made it and learned it as I went along. So I am capable of that dish.
So
it's
bring some calamad, Mace. I'll bring some chili, and we'll trade.
Let's do it.
I have I don't say this. I have two signature dishes. I think the first one is what helped me hook the husband.
Okay.
The first one was a Frito pie.
We talked about Frito pie today. Frito
now, what, I've heard of Frito pies. What are they?
It's basically lasagna, but instead of noodles, use Fritos.
Oh, wow. That sounds so unbelievably good. Unhealthy.
It's so unhealthy. It's just, so good, though.
Here's the ingredient list. Fritos, chili, and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You can do corn.
You can put some corn together. That could be in the chili.
For health benefits.
Yeah.
And if you really want to, like do it up, then you put some nacho cheese in there, too.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But, Momo, if I was to say what's your signature dish, how would you answer?
I do a like a cornbread, but it's like a, it's not cornbread. It's like corn pudding.
Oh, so that sounds good.
It's really good.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
I don't make
like
it anymore because I just eat all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds.
And Slee, what about you? Do you have a signature dish?
So many. So I don't know where to start.
DoorDash.
I don't know where to start. Okay, breakfast I'm pretty good at. Breakfast, I'm okay at.
So what do you do for breakfast?
Yeah, just the basics. You know, make sure I get
hard-boiled eggs.
Or a bowl of cereal.
Some eggs.
My
some
signature
sausage.
Dish is.
Do some pancakes.
Cornflakes.
I do pancakes.
It's cornflakes.
The perfect amount of milk.
Hey, so two of us in this room were at the Laker game last night.
Hey, Slee and you, right?
Yeah. Trav and Ramona.
You were there?
I was there.
Apparently,
you're always there.
Everybody's making half-court shots now.
That's the thing now.
Yeah, it's the fans, the
Westbrook.
Players. I was going to say, everybody's knocking down 45-footers.
Have you ever been there when they sank the 3-point half court shot? I was there
twice.
One time for it.
Yeah. Twice. Yeah.
When
I was
doing,
the place
just goes crazy.
Bananas.
You know what though? Last night nobody got that excited. It was like, oh, two nights in a row. And like the first night, the guy, like the whole team comes over to him. They're like, yeah, man.
75 grand,
yeah,
by the way. So it got
grand.
Resetted yesterday.
Yeah. And then the guy last night made it. And like everyone was like, oh, way to go, dude.
Yeah, the knuckles keep
and, like,
it moving.
Like LeBron, AD, they didn't turn around.
They didn't even
like,
put
nobody
it on the Jumbotron.
That was on the Jumbotron. But like the players, they just were like, oh, yeah, whatever.
What's
like,
a good trip for the Lakers? When they're getting ready to leave, they play the Bucks tomorrow. They got a 6-game trip. Al and I were talking about this. If you
it's
could,
a bad road trip, guys.
If I told you right now they come home with two wins, would you take it?
I think so too.
Take it.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It'd be Washington and Detroit.
I'd roll the dice. I mean,
that's what I said to Slee. I'm like, what if the two wins are Washington and Detroit?
I think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, that feels likely.
They'd be 10-16 coming home. If they go 2-4, they'd be 10-16. And we're past now that 20-game mark. And didn't McMenamin say, Momo, tell me, did McMenamin say they're
Woj.
Woj, yeah.
Oh, Woj said yesterday the people in the locker room still think.
Oh, no, that was McMenamin.
McMenamin, yeah. People in the locker room still think that there's a chance that they may be a piece or two away?
Yeah. I think he wrote
you
that in his.
You don't sound convinced.
I mean.
Before the Pacer.
I watched them
that was
play.
Before the Pacer game.
Yeah, before the Pacer. Mm-hmm. I watched them play. And there's just.
Yeah.
Do I think that they can get much closer to respectability? Could they get into the play-in tournament? Yes. Do they look like a team that has the right mix of players and vets and chemistry? No.
That's the thing that I was Al and I were talking about it. To me, the eye test through the quarter point of the season is I think that they're a slightly below average team. I think that's what they are. And maybe a trade or two takes you from slightly below average to slightly above average.
Yeah.
But you know what's the point of that? Because I don't think that they're good. I don't think that they're even a little bit better than that. I think they're a slightly – they're not terrible, but I don't think they're very good.
But you know
and,
what
and I don't
become?
Know how much you tinker with that.
They've become kind of entertaining. Like
more
LeBron
so than
was
they
great
were.
Last night. AD has been great lately. Austin Reeves is a great story to follow.
Yeah, he is.
When he's playing, Lonnie Walker's really good, and you see a future for that guy. So there are pieces there that you're like, yeah, you know, there's an entertaining team here. I think on any given night – AD and LeBron can knock a good team out, but I don't think they can do it.
But isn't that the great question, Mace? The idea of what you said, they are an entertaining team that on any given night can beat somebody. At how much of your future capital do you want to spend to take what you just described to turn it into something a little bit better than that and maybe extend what that is through a longer period of time at the expense of we can't actually compete at the very highest level?
Yes,
that's
I do not want to use the assets at this point on this team and this group. I would hold the assets. I would keep my powder dry. I have a feeling that the way they're playing now, at least, they can be the 9 or the 10. I think that's totally possible. Do you want to make a deal and wind up the 7 or the 8? It really doesn't buy you that much unless you can get to the 6.
I will say this about the West. And I know teams will get healthier and they'll get better and everything else. The West has been it's been okay, right? Like there hasn't been really teams that you're looking at. And you're saying, well, that that's unbeatable.
I think Phoenix is pretty good. I think the Warriors will get back to being the Warriors. After that, everyone's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of open.
Yeah, it is open. Yeah, and it keeps a lot of teams in it.
But with the idea that all those teams are open, and I agree with what you guys are saying, but open as in we could be one of the mediocre teams open, or open in the, hey, listen, if we catch it right, we can go a lot further than anybody thinks. Because those are big differences to me.
There is no, a trade is going to happen tomorrow, and the Lakers are the favorite in the Western Conference. Okay, unless it's DeMar DeRozan came and the Chicago Bulls decided we're selling all our assets. We want nothing. Unless there's a team with really good players that decided we're not going anywhere and we want to get completely out of the mix. Maybe then you could be a part of that conversation. But it would take a lot of things to go right. And you know, we were just talking about, Mace, you were saying that LeBron, Anthony Davis, more exciting. I think there's also this, LeBron might give you a good night like he did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then he might give you the night he did against the Pacers where he was 8 of 22 and couldn't hit a three.
Right,
I think
right.
you're going to probably get more nights like that from LeBron as well. You
know, I've been saying it all season long.
You're not even sure what the stars are going to give you on a night or night.
That's why they're hard to figure out exactly what they are, in my opinion, is your best player, LeBron James, has entered that point where I don't know exactly what I'm going to get on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And it's his 20th season, but it's more like his 24th season.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly normal that he's still giving you what he gave you last night is the shock, not that he has nights where it's a clunker. I don't know how to build around a clunker. I don't know how to put a team together for when my best player one night is LeBron James and the other night isn't. That's a really hard team to build around.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the long term. I mean, I'm sort of focused on the long term. I know December the 15th, I guess, you're eligible then to trade anybody that you've signed during this particular offseason. So guys on the roster that just signed could be traded at that point. It gives the Lakers a little bit more flexibility. They can move a contract along with and you know, and they can still package with Westbrook and the 27 and the 29 and all that stuff. But I think the optimal trade, if you even take the trade that's been laying on the table for a long time, which is Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. Where are we if we have Miles Turner and Buddy Hield? I would argue that we're probably the 9.
Yeah, marginally better than where you are right now.
Yeah, marginally better. I don't think that and then you've used your assets. You've spent your best assets.
And you're marginally better for a longer period of time. That's
right.
The part that I'm trying to avoid.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. The September 15th deadline will be interesting to see if they actually do anything. I texted you guys a picture. Look at your phone. I texted you a picture. I was in the Starbucks drive-thru lane today. Much of my life happens in the Starbucks drive-thru lane.
I get it.
Oh, Mace, that's the wrong photo. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, oh, what did I send?
Let's see.
It's like, oh, my God, what did I send him? So,
delete.
It's a video. It's a
recall.
Video.
Recall.
I think you got about 60 miles.
Okay, so I've got, I took a picture. It says refill fuel tank, and then it's the lines all the way to the empty, and it says I've got 1 mile left.
No, you got more than that.
So how many miles do you actually have? Well, that's just for pretend?
I think that's one so you don't run out. I bet you. I'd like
how
to
long
take
has it been
back.
Saying refill
it's
fuel
It's like
tank.
The expiration date.
All right.
Just started saying refill fuel tank 3 days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
3 days ago. You might have 1 mile. Okay. So as somebody who does this sometimes.
I'm
with
you.
I do this.
Yeah.
The closest I have ever come to the edge, it said I had about 12 miles left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was accurate because it came
You've
on.
You've never run out of gas?
No. Is that like something people
I've
do?
Ran out of gas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've run out of gas.
Yeah,
I ran out of gas at Dodger Stadium once.
Oh, God. Wow. That's the worst.
You know what's really sad? We thought that gas station was real. You know, they've got the 76 ball out there. We're like,
so,
yeah,
okay.
Hold
on a second
right
here.
Here.
I think it's not anymore, but when I was a kid, it was a real gas station.
Yeah, I was like, don't worry, Juan. We can go get gas on our way out. I have it all figured out. I've got a plan.
It's not real?
Not anymore.
No,
I don't think
not.
So.
Yeah. It's just a big orange, yellow, big orange 76 ball.
Stupid.
Yeah, well, yeah, no station.
Functional.
It should really be a real gas station. And they should definitely convert it to an EV station.
Yeah, a little supercharger.
Yeah.
Mace, like, the fact that you're on the right side of the E,
Oh yeah,
you got some time.
Yeah. You got some time. If it doesn't you go to time. The other side of the E, that's when you know you're
in trouble.
Yeah,
I would go to Palm Springs if I were you. Yeah,
you think I can make it to Palm Springs? Make it to Mom's house on that?
Yeah, you need to get a once there's daylight to the right of the needle and the E. That's when you need to get in there. Real quick before Al and I head out, what did you guys think of the decision to move forward 12-team playoff college football?
Oh, fantastic.
I think so, too.
Oh, bring it on. It's the same year we go to the Big Ten. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
There are going to be games against, you know, SC Ohio State and UCLA at Penn State and all kinds of really great games. And I think it guarantees, it cinches that USC will be in that 12-team playoff.
Almost on the regs,
years.
Right?
I think so.
You'll get a bunch of teams in. I didn't like the idea of going to 12 because I love how competitive the college football regular season is and how a game in Utah in, you know, October can feel like a really big deal. You'll lose some of that. But when you look at the matchups, you look that they're going to play at some home stadiums, I really like how it lays out, and I think you're going to get a bunch of good games.
Agreed. We got a big SC announcement coming up at 1:45.
Oh. Yeah.
Big SC announcement.
All right, text me.
Bergman hates it. Oh, right. And by the way, you don't listen to the show on the way home.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I have phone calls.
Yeah, I was going to say he's in sheer silence.
You try Simon and Garfunkel. Sound of Silence.
So on my way in, I listen the whole way to get my brain engaged. But by the time I'm done here, half the time, I will drive home in quiet.
I don't understand.
I need something going on in the car.
I either need
a phone call or the radio or something going on. A podcast.
Yeah.
There's so many
phone
options.
Call.
I never go
you
in
don't
silence,
go on the phone.
But I oftentimes
I do talk to my mom and my brothers on the phone.
Emily thought that I had lost my mind when Michael and I, my youngest son, we were driving. He had a baseball tournament in Phoenix, and I drove from Phoenix to Palm Springs. He fell asleep, and I drove the entire way in silence. She thought I was a serial killer or something.
That is weird. That
I'm
is
more
weird.
Like when I get home, I don't want to talk to anyone.
I don't do that either.
I'm that.
Like Nevin will be like, "Hey, how's your day?" Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
"It's good."
Yeah.
Are you guys both in tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll talk about this tomorrow. I just remembered I got an invitation, Mace, in my mailbox yesterday. They're having a Christmas block party on my street.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm having a dilemma on whether or not I should attend.
Oh,
you're
that's great.
Not going
to
go.
Let's definitely talk about that tomorrow.
We will do it tomorrow. Mason and Ireland coming up next. Momo's in. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. By the way, did everybody know that cars have an automatic shutoff thing?
Yeah, mine has
one.
I didn't know that.
Mine has
one. I haven't driven a new car in a long time, so I don't know what these new cars.
My car's like 2005, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's I thought maybe the car was doing it by itself. I'm not sure. Momo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Everything is good. So I was watching some World Cup today.
Oh, my gosh. Upsets galore.
Yeah. Japan. Big upset. Spain goes through to the second round. The big surprise, Germany knocked out of the tournament altogether now.
So Germany beat Croatia, though, right?
Yeah, they beat them 4-2, but it's Japan and Spain that are going to go through from Group E.
Wow. And is Croatia out, too?
Let's see. Croatia eased into the round of 16.
Right.
They fought Belgium to a 0-0 draw. So,
okay.
Now, a lot less sizzle in the World Cup today because yesterday we had Mexico playing. Jorge, what's your takeaway from today?
Just like when the Dodgers were out, I'm out.
Exactly.
No, you got to root for USA now.
Yeah, sure.
Wait a minute. So you're saying now this is interesting.
Yeah, it's like when the Dodgers are out of the World Series run or whatever, you're not watching anymore. Yeah.
Okay, but Christian Pulisic,
who did not get kicked and where everybody thought he got.
Who's that?
Suppose either way, it's almost a better story if he did.
I know. He's made it clear though he didn't.
Yeah, but Jorge, hold on, Jorge. I thought you were just a soccer fan in general.
Oh yeah, I am.
So this is a soccer tournament.
Yeah, but I'm not waking up early anymore to watch games.
It's like when when the Lakers go out, John still watches the NBA finals because he's an NBA fan. I mean, Momo, she's a fan of everybody.
Yeah,
I'm just watching Argentina because they're gonna win me 50 grand. That's it.
Okay, so you're following. So yeah. You are following Argentina.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I feel terrible for the Germans.
The Germans.
Yes. I feel terrible.
Is this two times in a row they haven't made the round
of
16?
Yeah, two World Cups in a row.
Yeah, that's not good. Aww, hey, you could be worse. You could Germans. Be Italians.
So what team?
They didn't even make the World Cup this time. 2 years in a row.
Bergman, you have Spain, right?
I have Spain. Yeah. So they almost got knocked out.
Yeah, close.
They got very close there, but yeah, I have
got Argentina.
Yep. You have England.
I have England.
Ireland. By the way. Yeah. England most goals in the tournament.
Well, yeah, it was on one game.
Yeah. They did have that one game. Big
I have England, too. I took England with. I went along with you guys on that.
And John has Brazil.
Brazil, which is the tournament favorite. Yeah.
And Neymar's out for a couple more games, though.
By the way, Tyler had Japan.
Really?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, don't
did
sleep
on
Japan.
Did he just use it randomly?
No, he kept telling me, he's like, take Japan, Jake Japan. I'm like, I'm not taking Japan.
And now they're through.
And now they're through.
Yeah. The tournament's been really... Momo, have you watched a lot
of it? Yeah, I have. I only watched the 11 o'clock game, so the other one was too early for me.
Well, Saturday morning is 7 a.m. U.S. versus the Netherlands.
Oh, 7 a.m.?
Wake up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday to watch World Cup soccer?
Catch the second half.
I watched the replay.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I got
USA.
Kids. I'm going to be with a baby.
USA.
You know, if I'm up, I'm with the baby, and we'll have it on in the background, maybe.
No, I'm just joking. I love soccer. I haven't missed a game, to be honest with you guys.
Oh, good.
Every game.
I haven't missed one.
Yeah, because your love is for the game,
I love
right?
the sport. I love the drama. I love the sport.
It's the beautiful game. That's what they keep saying. It's the beautiful game.
So I keep watching every game, even though Mexico's out. So
Good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was disappointed when you said you weren't going to follow it anymore. So Jorge sent a text this morning showing a guy who's actually at a World Cup game.
Yeah.
Watching the game on his phone so he can is it so he can understand the AR reviews? Is that right, Jorge?
No, you just get to follow players. Like I guess you click on the player and it gives you his stats, how much he's been running and like how many goals he's got. I guess that's how that works.
Oh, got it. So he's looking through it and he's getting added. It's like second window content. I know who this guy is, all the stats about him, all that stuff. And then Momo, you texted back and said too many people are on their phones at sporting events.
It was driving me nuts last night. Okay, so I had I went to the game and met up with a one of the actors who's playing somebody in the Sterling show.
Who?
Dollar Bill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's playing one of the team. He's playing Andy Roser, who was the former team president.
Right.
So he was a Trailblazers fan. He was going to the game because Portland was in town. I met up. There was a seat empty next to him, so we were sitting there talking for a little while. And there's like five people around us, and all of them have their phones out, and they're just recording the game. Just like recording. They have great seats. I'm literally, they're in the second row behind the Laker bench. Fantastic seats. Like, you paid a lot of money for these seats and you're spending the entire time with your phone out recording plays. Like, are you going to watch this later? Why don't you just enjoy the moment? Enjoy the view. Like, what's wrong with people?
Has ever gone back and watched the old videos of stuff that they've taken, like at concerts?
Yeah.
This is always amazing to me. Like, you're at a concert and somebody's videoing the performance.
Yeah.
And you're like, do you ever go back
and watch that?
And watch that? It just sticks in your phone. I mean, it'll be there for all times. But what purpose does it really have? I guess, is it the social media aspect of things?
I think it's that. But I have taken a video. Like, when I went to Andrea Bocelli, I took a video because I wanted to capture the live video. And I maybe watched it once. Like, I was like, oh, okay, it was fine. But like, the whole point of being there is to be there.
So I went to go see Book of Mormon last night.
Yeah, was it?
It was great. I mean, it's hilarious. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but we're going to try to go Saturday.
Oh, you should. It's amazing. So there was a lady, though. I was on the aisle, and there was a lady two rows in front of me, also on the aisle, on her phone the entire time.
No way!
On her phone whole
time. What is wrong with
people?
No way! Just looking down at her phone, I saw the bright light the entire time. I was like,
that's like an usher needs to do something.
Put your phone away. What are you doing?
This is the kind of thing where an actor walks out to the lip of the stage and says, woman, you are disrespecting the theater.
Yeah. And not to mention, like, so last night I'm in the stands trying to have a normal conversation with somebody, but obviously I'm an NBA reporter and he's an NBA fan. And so he's going to ask me some questions about the NBA that I will try to give you an honest answer to, but I don't want to be reporting something. I don't want to be recorded. And I'm very aware that everybody's got their phone out and are they recording me? Can you hear what I'm saying? Like, we're one seat away. So you guys right in front of me.
You sound a little neurotic there.
So I used to work with a comedian when I used to do TV, and then he hosted a special here at the Microsoft. And as soon as he came out, on stage, he noticed that people were on their phones.
Yeah.
And he says, people, please put your phones away. If you guys wanted to watch me on your phones, might as well stay home.
Yeah, you can buy a ticket. You bought a ticket.
I'm standing here in front of you live. Yeah. Watch me live. Put your phones away.
Well, have you been to an event where they take everybody's phone and they put it in this bag?
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Lock it up?
Yeah, I went to one of those.
I went to one of those.
I don't like that. I mean, it was like a Dave Chappelle thing, and they took your phone. And
yeah, Dave Chappelle does it. I think Kevin Hart does it.
I don't like that because like, people do need to use their phones for business and for emergencies, family things, whatever. But like be present.
So let
be
me ask
where
you,
you are.
Let me ask you this hypothetical, because I brought this up before on the show, but there's this incident where these two girls in Brazil, the Pope visited Brazil. I think it was Brazil. And one of the things they did was when the Pope was going by in his Popemobile, they turned their backs to him. And they took a picture of the Pope with them looking away from the Pope. So it was like a selfie of the Pope.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, did they ever actually see the Pope?
Oh.
They never saw the Pope.
It's a good point.
They have a picture of themselves with the Pope in the background, but they never took the time to actually look at and acknowledge and see and absorb the vision of the Pope.
Wow.
So I think people do a lot of that stuff. And I think they gather it up for social media and clicks and all that stuff. Look where I am. That's the big thing, is look where I am. That's what people on social media want to say. Well, Momo, it was a good game last night, huh?
It was a good game. I mean, I saw two of the best dunks I've seen ever. Like the LeBron dunk was awesome, and then the Shaedon Sharpe dunk, the putback dunk by the guy in the Trailblazers, that was awesome.
Yeah, we'll do some of that on the game coming up, and also what Howard Stern says about Oprah Winfrey. We got that coming up too. All right, look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and you pulled your business through the pandemic, and now doing that tough thing could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Now, the government has got all kinds of money set aside to reward companies like yours with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. It's not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and the tax experts at COVIDtaxrelief.org. You pay absolutely nothing. They do the work and then share a percentage of the cash you get. And this is for businesses of all types, nonprofits, churches. You can qualify even if you took PPP loans, even if you had an increase in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Again, if you're a small business, the employees you kept through COVID can earn you as much as $26,000 each. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. It sure will. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Momo's filling in for John today. Excellent music selection there, Jorge.
Gracias.
It was a good night for the Lakers last night. They really, you know, they walked away with this game. They blew them out 128-109. It's at I actually wrote on my notes Staples. It is crypto.com.
I still write Staples too.
They're 6-2 in their last eight games now over that stretch, shooting 38% from three, which is great. LeBron was really good last night. AD continued 27-12 with three blocks. This team is better than I thought it was when they were 2-10.
Okay.
I still when they were 2-10 I thought we are in the basement, period. Now I see if Anthony Davis plays like this and LeBron continues to play the way he's been playing, and Sliwa mentioned, you know, he's been inconsistent, a little up and a little down. You know what? I think they can be a play-in team without making any moves. Do you?
Is that exciting for you?
No, it's not. But I'm not willing to go out and make a deal right now, because I think it's going to make us a lot better, because I don't think that we can get good enough to be the six. So you're in the playoff tournament no matter what. But I think that's what we have to settle for, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, look, when you watch this team, they look like they have two really good players who, if they're both at their best on the same night, they probably could beat anyone. Westbrook has become okay.
Yeah, he's become solid.
Solid. Yeah.
He's actually in Vegas. If you go make a bet on sixth man of the year, he's the favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That feels like a trap bet for Laker fans, right? Because there's a lot of Laker fans who will just,
there are a lot of Laker fans who go to the casinos, yeah.
Yeah, look, he's going to put up numbers on that second unit. I mean, he likes playing on this. It's kind of like his squad now. Like, he can kind of play the way he likes to play.
Right.
As the captain of the second unit. And it just doesn't seem to work when he plays with the starters.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll have to look more when we have a larger sample size at the advanced stats on the rest of the second unit stats, right? Because last year when he would be on the second unit, it kind of hurt Talen Horton-Tucker, or it hurt other guys who were on that second unit with him. Let's see if that's the case still when we have a larger sample size with him. But he's been, like, from where he was the first seven games to where he is now, way better.
I mean, from where he was last year to where he is now. Way better. He's settled into some kind of role that does make some sense. A lot of times, LeBron James and Anthony Davis are on the bench when he's out there sort of coordinating things. So it does make sense that way. By the way, the Lakers waived Matt Ryan, the sharpshooter.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I'm not sure.
Thanks for winning us that game. See you later, bud.
See you later.
No, I know what it is. They need the roster spot. And he's just a shooter. I mean, he's a guy who can come in and make that shot.
What do they need the roster spot for?
December 15th is coming up, and then this is the time if you're going to make 2-for-1 trades, you kind of prepare your roster for that. You might want to take a look at some G League guys. You might want to take, get some two-way guys. It's good to have the extra roster spot, especially if you kind of have decided he's not playable.
Yeah, he's really not playable. You can put him in and take a shot, but that's really it. He's not going to defend.
Yeah.
He's not able to defend big. Are you surprised, Bergman? Bergman's not there?
I was talking to Adam Bronson.
Bronson came in.
We had some technical issues.
Oh, Bronny's there.
Yeah, hi, Bronny.
I'm breaking things again.
He's breaking things again, he said. Sorry, so I was talking. What was the question?
The question was, are you surprised they waived Matt Ryan?
That we had Matt Ryan? That we waived him?
That we waived him, yeah.
I mean, I just thought that at the beginning of the year, he was like, oh, this is the guy that's going to be, that's going to save their three-point shooting. He's the greatest thing ever to come over here. And then they waived him. I'm not surprised.
Really,
exactly. He's not playing the way that everybody else is playing. Where's the minutes for him anyway? When you have somebody else like Schroeder and Thomas Bryant.
I mean, Schroeder
and Bryant came back.
Schroeder's gonna play a lot more. Schroeder is gonna be part of that.
Yes.
I feel like he will eventually be. I mean, he was starting last night. I think he'll stay in that starting group. He feels like that secondary playmaker that they need. And if Russ is going to be in the second unit, then Schroeder moves, to me at least, into the starting lineup.
Right.
I think ahead of Pat Beverly.
So, I think...
Last night, they were both there.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think they do with
this,
that?
They go out there on this six-game road trip right now. So, I mapped this out. So, if you tell me the record... I'm stupid. If you tell me the record you think they're going to do on the road, I can tell you what their record will be when they come home, because I've done the math in advance. That's the only way I can possibly do the math. So let's play the game. Milwaukee.
Loss.
Win. That's a loss. Okay, everybody agrees. At Washington?
Is it the second night of a back-to-back?
No.
Okay, that's a win.
It's a win, I agree. At Cleveland?
Probably a loss.
That's a loss. At Toronto, second night of a back-to-back.
It's a loss.
That's a loss. At Philly, that's a loss.
It's a loss.
At Detroit, that's a win. I've got them going 2-4.
That's not a back-to-back game either, right?
I thought the Cleveland-Toronto was a back-to-back.
Right, but Philly-Detroit isn't also, right?
Philly-Detroit is
they
not.
They could beat Philly. Philly doesn't have Tyrese Maxey, although James Harden's supposed to come back on Monday.
If they go 10 and, so if they go 2-4 on that trip, they'll be 10-16.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
10-16. The one thing I'll say is I was entertained by the game last night.
It was good.
A fun game.
Now, Portland, this is the part where sometimes we forget that context matters. So Portland was on the second night of back-to-back, but they had played the night before in Portland in that crazy game against the Clippers where they blew a fourth-quarter lead, just like the Lakers had blown a fourth-quarter lead against the Pacers. So Portland was kind of tired. They stayed in it for the first half. Nobody was playing any defense. I think it was 62-60 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or sorry, 66-62 at half. And I know that because one of the guys I was sitting with had put money down on the Lakers in the first half. And I said, well, what's the line? They said 3.5. And so the Portland scored and it was a 2-point game. I said, oh man. Oh, no, it was a 1-point game. And it looked like he was going to lose the bet. And then Westbrook hit a three at the end.
And the three is what saved him?
Yeah, it was a 4-point lead at the half.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing how the money line is always right on it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I can't imagine sitting there watching a game and making a bet on the palm of my hand. It seems dangerous to me. For me, who's got an unbelievably compulsive personality, it seems really dangerous.
I don't bet
to
on
me.
Sports because of my job, right?
Of course, because of your job. Yeah.
But also, I feel like it's really dangerous. I tend to be like, if I go to a casino, it's like I'll be walking. Wait, how did it get to be 4:30 in the morning?
Right.
What happened here?
What's your game?
Oh, I like Hold'em or I like roulette. I like blackjack. I can get going on blackjack for a while.
Do you play craps?
I have.
Craps is so much fun.
I don't really know what I'm doing.
Craps look like they're having the most fun.
I had one time where I played, and I still don't think I completely understand what I was doing the whole time, but people were just kind of telling me what to do. It was during the finals in Cleveland, and we played at Dan Gilbert's casino. And I was 6 months pregnant at the time, so this is quite the scene.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was the pregnant lady rolling the dice. And, like, had to turn to the side because my belly was in the way. I mean, I was like, I look very degenerate.
But did
right
you get
now.
Hot? Did you get?
I got hot. And everybody's like, keep rolling.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, everybody's so much money. It was like one of those craps rolls that you dream about. Like, everyone was just making so much money off of me. And I just had to keep shooting. That's what they call it. Like, you're the shooter or something.
Yeah, right.
But I definitely looked very degenerate because I had, like, you know, I'm like, I was pretty pregnant at the time. Like, I have to turn to the side, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you were going to play roulette pregnancy aside. Exactly.
No, craps. Craps.
Oh, craps. Sorry.
Yeah.
Such a great game.
It is a good game.
I lose a lot of money on it, but it's fun. You don't
understand it?
I don't understand
it at all.
I don't think I do idea. Either.
It's not for radio to understand. Or to
no, we're
explain.
Not obviously
you
not
could,
going
you
to
You could spend a half hour and explain it to me, and then I could go play.
It's not that bad.
And I could think I know what I'm doing. And then the next day, you could say, well, so how do you play craps? And I go, I don't know.
You just got to be at the table and kind of figure it all out. And if
I
someone,
did.
If
that
someone
moment,
busts,
I did.
Then you're screwed.
Yeah.
So
see, you know. I always stick with poker because I know I'm not. Poker, you're playing not against the house. You're playing against the other people
right.
at the table. Obviously, there's a rake. But if you get some dumb people at the table, you can make some money really fast.
Yeah.
I always evaluate the table to say, who looks dumb?
Yeah, but the dumb people beat you sometimes because they catch
sometimes
cards.
Sometimes the dumb people, like the frat boys, are the ones you want to be at the table with because they are dumb. They are dumb, dumb, dumb. I've won a lot of money off them. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions, plus a new nickname for Austin Reeves. We'll see what we think of that and what LeBron said after the game last night. That's all coming up for you next. In the meantime, let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. If you are injured in an accident, and you got to see somebody, a doctor, immediately and get back on the road to recovery. You need somebody to help you do that. Because what happens if you call your own doctor and they don't have an opening for a week or even 2 weeks and you can't get into a specialist and all that stuff? When you call Jacob, you know Jacob will handle all aspects of your case. That includes getting you a doctor's appointment, usually the same day with a doctor in your area. And the doctor doesn't get paid until the end of the case. So you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket to get the health care you need. Even if you're between jobs or you don't have health insurance, Jacob can immediately get you the medical attention that you deserve. If you're injured in any kind of accident, call Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. And it's Christmas time. Officially, Ireland's out today. Momo's in. Ireland's on the road for a couple of weeks here. I got a tweet from Kevin Chan who says, y'all sound like boomers right now. LOL. People record shows these days to share with their friends and family. A memory is fleeting, but a social media post is forever.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's more for you. Like, it's like a picture album. I mean, I like that I have concerts that I went to that I take a video or a picture from, and I look back on that and I think, oh, that was cool.
But I'm not going to record a whole
the
concert.
Whole concert
or a whole game.
I mean,
I don't. And by the way, is being called a boomer an insult now?
I think it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm Gen X, so screw you guys. All right.
hang on.
What's that?
And it is the biggest show on the radio, Mason in Ireland, here each weekday, 1 to 4 p.m. You know what it's time for?
What is this?
It's time for Wheel of Questions. Wheel of Questions is presented by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. Got a car that's just sitting around not being used? Bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota, the house of yes. Producer Jorge, are you ready with that wheel? Hit it.
All right, here we go. Real quick, was that last part on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just I
got carried away with Christmas music.
All right, got it. All right, so here you go, Momo.
Okay.
Before being born, we can choose a single color that our eyes can see. What color would that be for you?
Oh, like everything else we're not going to be able to
everything
distinguish?
Everything else is black and white. You see this one color.
Oh, for me, it would probably be green.
Green. Why green? Is that your favorite color?
I just
color?
Like green.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's probably my favorite
Simple
color.
As that.
Yeah,
as that.
I think I just like green. It makes me happy. I'm an outdoor person. I'm a spring person. Nevin likes fall.
Ugh.
He gets excited when it's like Thanksgiving time because it reminds him of family. And
it gets dark. So
and I'm
early.
Like, it's too dark. It's 4:45. Yeah. The heck?
Okay, Bergman.
It's dark
color.
Outside.
Color.
So I mean, I get the green because of like the trees and the grass
trees,
and all that other stuff. You can see the green light
Put me
on a
in, coach. Yeah, right. I'm ready to play.
There you go. The green light, so you know to go when it's
green
light.
Yeah, sure, you know that.
But I'm going to go with blue, so I can see the ocean and the sky and have some of that beautifulness.
Okay, Jorge?
I'm going to go with red, so I can see this hat.
Oh, damn it.
You walked him right into that.
Hey, I got a question for you, Jorge.
49ers.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
There are a bunch of aging quarterbacks on certain teams.
Yeah.
That need a new home.
Yeah.
Next year. Tom Brady.
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Well, you think if Tom Brady plays, yeah.
Both of them have ties to the Bay Area.
Yep.
You want them? Are you on the Jimmy G train?
Well, you know, this is a Jorge question entirely. I want what's worst for the 49ers. Jorge, what is best for the 49ers in your view?
Or Trey Lance. You can still have Trey Lance.
Trey Lance. Yeah, I want Trey Lance. I want to see
Do you really?
Yeah.
At this point?
Over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, oh, come on. He's old.
He's 39. He's still good.
Nah, I don't want Aaron Rodgers. Jimmy G and then Trey Lance.
You'd rather have Jimmy G and Trey Lance over
Jimmy G.
Aaron Rodgers
right
or Tom Brady?
Yeah. Tom Brady's on his way out.
Wow.
Well, Jimmy G doesn't have a contract pass this year.
But that's okay. Like, Trey Lance is recovering right now.
You know, it's so weird. Jimmy G, I'm still not... He still doesn't throw the deep ball. That's the thing Jimmy G doesn't do. He doesn't throw the deep ball.
But he's a leader and people follow him.
Yeah. Let me go back to the color thing.
Yeah, what color is yours?
Sorry.
Okay, so let me do a little setup because I asked this question for a specific reason. So you guys know that years ago I trained to be a yoga teacher. One of the things I learned about was the chakras. And so each chakra in the body's got a different color.
Is it chakra or chakra?
Maybe a chakra. Okay. Sure, I'll go chakra. Right. potato, tomato, whatever they say.
Chaka Khan.
So every color corresponds with a chakra. So, for example, the red chakra is the root chakra.
Okay.
And that means you're grounded and you're close to the earth and it's your fight or flight where that comes from. So, Jorge, you picked a very grounded color. Bergman, you chose blue. That's the throat chakra, and that's for communication, for speaking clearly, for being understood, all that kind of stuff. So it's good for you. Momo, you chose green, which is the heart chakra. So you're all about love and emotions and feelings.
Oh, yeah, that definitely fits.
So we all chose colors that were interesting. Mine would be blue because I do communicate for a living, so I would go with blue. But there's a little background on chakras in case you ever wondered. So let's get to this. Complete turn. Last night, after the Lakers beat the Blazers at Crypto.com Arena, LeBron James closed his press conference with this talk. Go ahead and hit that, Jorge.
I got one question for you guys before you guys leave. I was thinking when I was on my way over here, I was wondering why I haven't gotten a question from you guys about the Jerry Jones photo. But when the Kyrie thing was going on, you guys were quick to ask us questions about that.
Okay.
Hold on. And I don't even want you guys to say nothing. When I watch Kyrie talk and he says, I know who I am, but I want to keep the same energy when we're talking about my people and the things that we've been through. And that Jerry Jones photo is one of those moments that our people, black people, have been through in America. And I feel like as a black man, as a black athlete, as someone with power and a platform, when we do something wrong or something that people don't agree with, it's on every single tabloid, every single news coverage, it's on the bottom ticker, it's asked about every single day. But it seems like to me that the whole Jerry Jones situation photo, and I know it was years and years ago and we all make mistakes, I get it, but it seemed like it's just been buried under, like, oh, it happened, okay, we just move on. And I was just kind of disappointed that I haven't received that question from you guys. Appreciate it.
And then he exits the podium. So a few things. First of all, I did not know this story. It happened, apparently the Washington Post story dropped on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. If you want to bury a story, that's the perfect time to do it. I didn't know it until I looked it up this morning, exactly what happened. And here's the basic. It's on September 9th, 1957, while a sophomore at Arkansas North Little Rock High, a mob of white boys blocked six black students from entering the school, and Jones was in the crowd. This was 3 years after the Supreme Court struck down segregated schools. So there's a photo, a black and white photo, with Jerry Jones clearly in the frame as these black kids are being blocked from going to North Little Rock High School. So
do you have Jerry's quote? He gave a quote to the Post on it.
I don't have it right in front of me, Momo.
Okay, I'll find it.
So this is, first of all, I think part of the reason is it was buried. It was buried.
Yeah.
I did not know the story.
It didn't go viral.
Nobody really picked the story up. It's Jerry Jones as a 15-year-old from 65 years ago at his high school as a sophomore as part of this. And what he did was reprehensible, right? I mean,
yeah, that
was an awful, awful, reprehensible thing. At the same time, the part of the LeBron conversation that bothers me is that he said he didn't want to take questions on it. It's like, if you want to have this discussion, if you want to bring up a subject and have a conversation about it, here's a golden opportunity, because a lot of people didn't know this story. And the fact that LeBron at one point said, I don't want you guys to say anything, was like closing down any conversation that could have come from that.
Right. I mean, I wasn't in the room for it. I saw it on social media afterwards. And then I heard the exact quote. And I had the same reaction of like, he was bringing it up because he wanted to talk about it. Okay.
Yes.
And my read of it was, this happened on Wednesday. I've been prepared to get a question about this for the past week. So it's been a full week, right? It happened on Wednesday. I've been prepared because I'm LeBron and I know I get questions about stuff like this.
Yes.
He's a Cowboys fan. And so therefore, in his mind, there was a connection between him and Jerry Jones. And I totally understand why he would have been prepared for that question for the past week. So that's fine. He's perfectly, I'm okay with him asking, why haven't you asked me about it?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
He also has a Twitter account or a social media account where he has waded into things like this when he wanted to. So he didn't have to be asked a question. He could offer an opinion whenever he wants.
Yeah.
Right? But what he was pointing out was what he perceived as the hypocrisy of reporters asking about Kyrie Irving, his former teammate who is a current player in the NBA, and was a very hot button NBA issue.
Sure.
And reporters not asking him about the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, who he has a stated interest in, has been a fan of, but he's also a fan of the Browns. He's a fan of, yeah.
After the Kaepernick thing said, I'm not a Cowboys fan.
Right. And so, like, to me, the association between LeBron and the Cowboys is not nearly as strong as the association between LeBron and Kyrie. Whereas I would ask LeBron about Kyrie. I would ask LeBron about Robert Sarver. He was the first one to say something about Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
Okay. So he gets questions about social justice issues. He gets questions about these types of anything that cuts through on issues of race and political issues. He gets a lot of these questions. And so I get why he was prepared for it. It's just not an an automatic yes. LeBron needs to be asked about the Jerry Jones photo because he was has been stated as a Cowboys fan. Do you see what I mean?
There's like, not to a me, logical. It wasn't a,
there's
a
logical.
B.
It wouldn't have surprised me if he was asked about it, and it wouldn't have surprised me if he wasn't. It also, though, to me was if you wanted to. I think he just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
And. Then I didn't like that he shut down the discussion. Like he said, I'm shaming you, which is fine. It's your right to shame us. That's fine.
Yeah.
But then he said, I don't want to hear what you have to say.
And right, like, which is weird. Or wouldn't take a follow-up question or any of that stuff.
Now, NBA reporter that I am, I also think there is more to this, which is Kyrie Irving is playing again. LeBron is his former teammate. And the last thing LeBron said about Kyrie was basically condemning how Kyrie had failed to denounce anti-Semitism
right.
in his first initial comments. Now, he subsequently apologized and said he wasn't anti-Semitic, et cetera. He's gone through what the Nets asked him to do. But I think there has been interest in playing together again, right? There has been, there is obviously a relationship there from their previous experience.
Sure.
So my light bulb went on saying, I wonder if, you know, in addition to calling out what he perceived as hypocrisy, maybe he's normalizing the relationship. Maybe he's saying, hey, all right, are we good? You know?
So let me ask you, Momo, if at LeBron's next press availability, will he be asked about it again?
I don't know. Like what? I think he said what he had to say, right?
He didn't really cast any judgment on it.
Yeah, he did. He did.
You think he said what he thought? I don't think he said
I think he said what he thought. He said about the Jerry Jones, but for my people, he said this was a really...
Yeah, you're right.
He did say that.
Yeah.
I think the Jerry Jones photo is pretty bad. It's hard to come back from that. And I can't really find his quote about it. He's had previous quotes.
Greg says he had it. Greg, okay. Do you have it?
Yes, I do. And the Jerry Jones quote was that I didn't know at the time the monumental event that was going on. I'm sure glad that we're a long way from that. I am. That would remind me to just continue to do everything we can to not have these kinds of things happen.
It's not a good quote.
How would you have said it, Mama?
I'm aghast that I participated in something like that. And the person I am today would never do that. That's horrible.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't realize how big a deal this was.
Yeah, you were literally there. Blocking
I'm okay with the idea that you were you're a young person, and we all make mistakes when we're young, especially growing up at the time he did, where he did, etc.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you have grown as a person and you now can recognize how awful that is, you definitely need to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's not strong. That's not a strong quote.
Yeah. Well, I recommend that everybody go read the, you know, again, here's what LeBron did. He brought it up and I went back and read the Washington Post piece because I wanted to
Me
know
too.
What the story
I thought it was an opportunity to have it. Like for me in this, it's so hard on topics like this because it's so hard to have a real conversation.
Yes.
Right. How do you have a conversation? So if you bring it up and want to have a conversation, don't shut down the conversation.
Right,
like,
exactly.
It's okay. He wanted to make a statement, and maybe this is just rhetoric. Maybe this is just a rhetorical problem of